Across our professional football codes, very few Australian male players have come out as gay. Soccer now has Andy Brennan from Victoria's Green Gully FC who's done so. The former A-League player came out this month and he joins me now. Welcome to RN Draft.
Hey, Patricia. Thanks for having me on.
So, Andy, what's the reaction been like since you made this decision to share this on Instagram?
The reaction has been overwhelmingly positive, to be honest. The main reason I wanted to do it is so that I felt comfortable and that I felt that I could carry on, you know, in my life and do the things I wanted to do. And I feel exactly that way. So I'm really glad I've done it.
Why was it an important thing to do, you say, to carry on? Now, clearly, you know, you were gay before you told everyone you were gay. What is it about the public declaration that was important to you?
I never thought broadly about the public and how might be perceived. I generally thought just within my own social groups and my own, you know, playing groups, how I felt and how I felt about them not knowing, and then it always being on my mind, well, what if they did know and it would be a problem? And it's something that I couldn't drop. And, you know, I did debate for a long time whether I wanted to do it and whether I wanted to come out. A lot of people said, look, you shouldn't feel that you have to do that. You shouldn't feel you have to come out and tell everyone who you are just for the sake of what they might think. But it was nothing to do with that. It was more about how I felt and that I had to feel most comfortable, and that was the best way to do it. And, yeah, I proved myself right there because I do feel a lot more comfortable.
What were your concerns around doing it?
Just, I suppose, how people close to me would react. I mean, I suppose you always think in your own mind that things are going to be the worst off case. So you're worried about, oh, will that affect this friendship, or will that affect that friendship, or this relationship within sport? So it was something that, obviously, I love my sport and really wanted to continue and will continue, but it was a fear that it could affect it in that area. But yeah, no, there's been no change. If anything, I feel a lot more comfortable and confident.
We keep hearing that the world's changed, yet you obviously felt like the sporting world maybe hadn't. Is there a different culture in sport?
Oh, look, it's difficult to say exactly. I mean, sport is really broad, but I can only comment for me and in my sport at the moment and, you know, in the league I'm at, and the support has been overwhelmingly positive for me. It's tough to kind of say exactly how it might be perceived in other places because I just don't know. Yeah, so that's a tough one to really answer.
Yeah, but it's a big issue for men in sport. Why do you think it's still so difficult for men in sport? I mean, we've got some high-profile codes where we still don't have any out players, like, for instance, the AFL. Why is that the case?
I guess that they feel that it may be perceived badly and that they might get some stick for it and therefore they're not comfortable in doing it. It is something that you do worry about, and it's much easier to feel comfortable in the environment without putting yourself out there if you're not confident in doing so. It's easier for things to be the way they are instead of going out and putting yourself out there and then potentially getting judged for it and getting a bit of scrutiny. Obviously a bit of a taboo topic, so it's something that a lot of people do worry about.
It's a taboo topic perhaps historically, but has that changed? Of course, we had the same-sex marriage plebiscite, a change to our laws. Under the law now, gay people and straight people are essentially equal. Has that changed the way you feel like you can participate in the world, in the country?
I mean, I certainly think it has. I don't know what it was like before. I mean, so change, I don't know, but I certainly think people should feel comfortable in expressing who they are and being who they are. But, you know, the change is a difficult one because I don't know what it was like before.
Women in sport have led the way with publicly embracing sexuality for many years. Was that a source of inspiration at all?
Look, I think it's courageous for anyone to come out and put themselves out there. So, of course, you know, seeing people. I don't know many stories personally, but I know that the women are a lot more open than what the men have been.
Do you think coming out publicly might encourage other young players to feel comfortable? Do you think of yourself as a role model at all, or setting an example about saying, you know, this is okay to do this?
My intentions were not at all to be seen as a role model. I had no idea where this would go or anything. It was for me to feel most comfortable. And, you know, if things have come of it like this and people can see that I now feel more comfortable and more confident and happy than I've been because I am, I suppose, out and, you know, honest about who I am, then I think that's good, because I think people should see that a lot of their fears, you know, aren't warranted.
Andy, thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. Thanks for having me on.
Andy Brennan is the first male Australian pro soccer player to come out as gay. And this is RN Drive.